Okay, Rabbi said we must begin the halachas of Hanukkah. Now these halachas are extremely negeya. Can be negeya to everyone, but it's Hashem. Next week already.
Bomb.
Now Rabbi said these halachas are very negeya. It's very, very careful what they say.
Simcha, if you want to be here,
he wants to be here.
Avi, if you want to be here, oh my God.
Okay, right side. Let us begin now the halachas of Hanukkah. There's a lot of halachas that we have to go through. There's halachas of oils. There's halachas of the time. There's halachas of the mokum, especially this yeshiva. I discussed it at length with the Vizion Orbach Shlita. I explained exactly the maximum of this yeshiva. We sat down at the table. Came out with a clear maskona. Beis Hashem, join us. We'll see. Beis Hashem, we get.
You buy him today?
What?
You will buy him today?
No, not today. Wednesday.
So maybe every Wednesday.
Maybe
it changes the opening over there.
I don't think he changed it, but we'll see. We'll get there. Right there. We'll get to it.
Can I come with you one day?
Sure, pleasure. I always say every week. I say. He won't let you sit there for that long. Oh, but just a little bit.
What do you mean?
The guy's sitting there for too long. I'm saying, guys coming on our shal, he's not going to let random, you know what I mean? It's not, anyway, let's talk about another time. Let's start the halachas of Hanukkah, Rabotai. Now, a little hakdome to the halachas of Hanukkah, I think everybody over here knows where Hanukkah came from, where it originated.
What is Hanukkah?
Right? What is it all about?
Hanukkah.
How many donuts you have to eat to be able to mitzvah?
Why is no meant to be a drunk Hanukkah?
Who said there's no meant to be a drunk?
No, that's
the guy gave a shmuz today, and she was telling him to get drunk.
The Bach,
I'm going to
give you a big surprise.
What,
there
isn't even a
joke? Okay, our base side. Listen to this. We know.
We just gave this speech, Simcha. If you want to be here, be quiet.
Oh, sorry.
We know that during the second base Hamikdash, the Greeks were ruling over Israel, making terrible, terrible decrees over Klal Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem came along. The Chashmonoim, the Hasmoneans, and they came along and they fought the battle. We have to explain the message. What was this battle? What's pshat in the battle? What's pshat? Why they made a battle? Be'ez Hashem, we'll get into that. And we know about Hashem on the 25th of Kislev was the day that we found that oil. We have to understand what that means. Why dafka the oil? Well, as we go on, we'll explain different in Yonin as well as Alochos as well. And everybody knows that the Etzem Zach lasted the 8 days, and that was the reason why we ate the 8 days of Hanukkah. Everybody knows as well the famous kasha of the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef asks, Haloi, only 7 days was the nace. We know, first day they had oil, and oil for 1 day. So what is the chat that we make 8 days of Hanukkah? Haloi, really, it should be, there should only be 7 days of Hanukkah, because there were only 7 days of the nace. So I'm not going to go through all the answers, but very, very quickly, a couple of the answers that I wrote down over here, is that a pshat is as well. One pshat was that the Beis Yosef gave that was filled the actual little thing of oil, so the jug remained still full. Then they kept on pouring and pouring every single day, was gavaldik. And then every single day, which is onates, who are dinner, gives another talent, that each of the little things, when they put their oil in there, they just kept on lighting and lighting and lighting. And even the first day was a pshat. It's a different perushim we're not going to go into right now. Now there's an obvious question over here also. In Chutz Loretz, we know that not only do we keep one day Yom Tov, but we keep 2 days Yom Tov. What's the pshat? Because of a suffix. Steak of the Yayima, as is the Gemara in Be'er. What's the pshat? Because we don't know which day is the right day. The Mele, through Pesachs, through Sukkos, and so on and so forth. Back the Minchat Chinuch. I don't understand. Why is there not 9 days in Chutz Loretz? There should be 9 days Hanukkah. He said this today? 9 days Hanukkah. There should be 9 days Hanukkah in America. No, and we should go get one of these nine branch things. What's the pshat? What's happening to Pshat?
Hanukkah was after the Tehillah or whatever.
But the Pinchas Chinuch Lamaisa says, and this is a Pshat of the Minchas Chinuch, no idea if everyone's asking to this, but the Minchas Chinuch says that time will come when Mashiach is here, and the Maisa we send, the Shluchim, when it comes to Kiddush HaLavona, there will be 9 days of Hanukkah in Chutz Loretz. And so is the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Come again, back to my boy Sai. Look it up, George. Is that?
Mulatkas.
Okay, let me go back to it. Now, there's an obvious question as well. We're getting a lot of obvious questions over here. Why is there no Mishnayis of Hanukkah? Why is there Mishnayis, Megillah, Psochim, Sukkah? What happened to Hanukkah? Why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh leave out Masechtas Hanukkah? It's an obvious question. I say, so he says one Tainus is a Nechanabi that wasn't Megillah Tainus, and it's mentioned over there, right? But maybe there's no reason for other Mishnahites. The obvious question over there, what's the title initially? Zuk Sam Sofa, I don't have to tell you, put on tefillin. It's poshut. That's all of it. And the whole homosexual thing, put on tefillin. It's the same thing over here. The poshut is that. Right, it happened very recently, right? It's been about 400 years before Baruch. The Mela, before I've been, made the Mishnais. The Mela, in that situation, there's no Megillah of Chanukah. Now, what is the Nafkamina? This is going to be our next question. Is there a din of Suda when it comes to Hanukkah? Is there a din to sit down like Rosh Chodesh Efshah by Shabbos for sure, Yom Tovim and everything else? There is a chiyuv for a person to sit down and wash and have the Suda. So this is the shayla. Is there a din of Suda by Hanukkah?
Yes.
So first of all, we have to know, what is a Nafkamina? Because we know by Purim, right, not this, by Purim, there is a din Suda. You have to sit down. One of the mitzvahs of Yom Purim is to sit down at the Suda. So how come by Hanukkah we don't find such a thing? So look there, Pasha the Teretz. What's the Teretz? By Purim, what was the Gzeirah? The Gzeirah was on the Guf Hadovah. They were coming to kill us. Pasha to destroy and kill our bodies. Memela, how do we come over with the name and be Mitzvah, to be Nehidah, to be Bani Shloilam? And they go, eating, drinking. No. How could they come on? Over the mice of it wasn't in the group. They weren't coming to kill us. They were coming to kill on the Shama. If they were coming to kill on the Shama, how do we come along? And the daughter of Bani Shalom was in the Shama. How do you do them in the Shama? They do halal, and they say ala nisim, and they do all these other. So the main, that's why you'll find over here, there's no be'etzem din of a su'udah. Now, with all that, if you look in the Rambam, very important Rambam, the Rambam says in Nukhaz Hanukkah, that Hanukkah is the days of Simcha. Days of Simcha. And if you bring down over there the Lashon of the Rambam, it's a shtickle din of a Yom Tov. Hanukkah has such a shtak as that, it's Ki'ilu Yom of Yom Tov. Akedei Kachat Lashon of Rav Yor, it's one of the Rishonim, that Hanukkah is the din Yom Tov Mamish. That means, Tzarich Tzuda Mamish. As those of the Rav Yor, one of the Hedek of Rishonim. Now the Maiseh, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, look in the Ramah, you will not find an obligation on Hanukkah to sit and have a Tzuda. However, says the Ramah, just Avada, if a person sits and he says Divrei Torah and he sings and we have a kumsit, Beis Hashem, like we'll try and have. So this Gevaldik Sukhdu Ramah is a Sukhdus Mitzvah, and this already is beautiful. Now, with all that, we know the Ramah says that the minik on Chanukah is to have milchiks. Right? Now, this is a plea to Rabbi, so I had this plea for years and years and years. The Ramah says claw, Chanukah, minag, milk. Now, by Shmuel, everybody knows, the guns of sheep and all the cheesecakes, different types of cheesecake. There's a blueberry cheesecake and a banana cheesecake and a strawberry cheesecake and a chocolate cheesecake. Every 15 different sheets of cheesecake to be able to Shmuel's. Now, Rega, on Shmuel's, what is the reason we have little hicks? Look at the robot, claw! There's a few reasons, right? Mishnah moves down. Over the mic. Oh, it's a Zecha! Oh, why is it not really a Zecha, by the way? If you have more things, you'll have to bring on another bread, and two breads is a Zecha to stay out. So, the cheese on Shmuel's is a positive way, the Hecha Zimzah to get to the way of remembering. Rebecca, I don't understand. Over by Hanukkah, the Etzim whole Yisoid of Milchiks was because that was the Nace. The whole race by Yehudis was done by milchiks. Mimela, it's the one which didn't go. I think it should be marketed by cheesecake.
Nobody's happy. In America, nobody buys it.
We should all run by cheesecake for Hanukkah. It's much more important. I don't think you need to bachalal. Why? That was the whole name. The name of Yehudis was Jesus. In Tov Kuf Chof Dalet, Matis.
Yeah.
Tov Kuf Chof Dalet.
Yeah.
The Behetiv says, he brings a list of all the days, came in the right moment at the right time, all the days that you're meant to drink wine.
Simcha!
Have a look.
Every day.
And have a look on the list, it says Chanukah.
That's why I'm out of
this. Catch.
I'm out of this. I'm out of this.
Cool, cold dalad. But in the behater over there, stay claw that you're meant to drink wine on Chanukah.
Awesome.
I'm very mad with this.
I'm a wine.
Baruch Hashem. Now, I didn't say get drunk, but just said drink wine. What? Wine. Oh, no, yeah, so you take wine. What can I do?
Why not?
Let me get back to everybody's saying.
We're
preparing for Hanukkah now.
What's
that?
Preparing for Hanukkah.
I thought you were playing, we're starting Halakhos.
Wine.
Okay, everybody, let me get in later. Let me get in later. Now, the Gemara, everybody said this is a very important question. The Gemara Shabbos that Chof Gimel on the base says, Harogil b'neh, habin leibonin talmidei chachomim. Right? What does that mean? So some shot him on a taina, nice oil, some on a taina, nice menorah, some on a taina you do it with the gishmak as I pass in the Meiri Dotten, some on a pass in a lot of oil. Of a passage, what does it mean? Harogil b'neh, numatis. What does harogil b'neh mean? In English, I think the art scroll says habitual, right? What habitual mean? You always do it. Now, if I say, I have a bomb patch on the Gemara. It says, everybody in the world, Kumar, that's a Yid, lights Hanukkah candles. Why do we not have billions and billions of Talmidei Chacham? This is my kasha, and the mice is not my kasha. You get bonnet and Chacham. Rabbi said, I like, you like, he likes, everybody likes. Why are there not billions of Talmidei Chacham?
There are.
What? Billions! I don't know, every single person.
This Shiva is at least 45.
Oh, Hashem, not every Shiva is
35. People are writing on time.
Oh, it's saying good, Rabbi said. Very good. Rabbi Yitzchak put down in one of the Sforim, and he says in Achanami. Hanukkah, you should know, there's a lot of chumras, and we're going to speak out these chumras in the Shiurim, of different chumras, of different zachen, of the oil, and the wicks, and all different zachen. Now, there's a lot of things to be used for the mitzvah. You light one little candle, you light the mitzvah. But there's this chum of lighting eight, and there's a chum of adding every single day, and there's a chum of oil, and there's a chum of seven zayis. All the zahar! Not many people do that sort of thing. The mayor that say, what's the time? No, it's going to be. I'm going to give you another
shot. I think most of you are Bachmer, you know,
after. You're sure? You'll tell me afterwards.
Yeah, well,
now, Roberta, I've got another wild chat.
What?
Semcha, I've got another wild chat. Listen to this chat.
Listen
to this chat, Rabbi Shai. The Shari Tshuva brings the chesed la'alafim. Who's the chesed la'alafim? The grandfather of the Chidah. Grandfather of the Chidah. Now, Rabbi, what? Shari Tshuva brings it down the Maisa. What does he say? This is the Shari Tshuva, and this is Pratt Maisa. Mr. Teller, this is the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says that if you light in an eggshell, a menorah, it's not good.
It's not good.
Or a
potato.
Now, first of all, why not? Huh?
It's not covered, that's why.
No, no, no. But he says no.
The besides of the menorah.
But again, we're not getting to Halacha L'Maaseh right now. Just discussing in Yonim right now. I want to give you a story. It's a tremendous story. So he wants to tie now that there's no makor. Rabbi said there is no makor. When we get to Halacha L'Maaseh, there's no makor that it has to be in a kli. There's nowhere in Halacha that you'll find that all of the Chanukah, you will not find one makom for state. You have to light in a kli. It doesn't say that anywhere. However, Rabbi say, it's more damn foolish and different. I'm not going to go to where it comes from right now. We're putting out the whole thing and writing on it in the Maaseh. He brings over there from a Ravid. A Heilige Ravid. And the Ravid says, I also hold that you have to light in a kli. And he says, you'll write, and you'll say, you'll tell me there's no record for not writing in a kli, since you're right. But I heard it from Eliyahu Hanavi. That's what the Ravid says. This is the reason. Yeah, sure. This is the reason why we don't have bonnet talmidei chachamim. You know why? No people light in. What are people light in? These glass things. Now these glass things is often a mefurish halacha in the Hilchos the Tzitzis Adayim that says that if they don't stand by itself, no, they're never clean. They're not even clean. That's the reason why you're not getting bonnet talmidei chachamim. They're all asking the Rabbi Shtemek. Excuse me, Rabbi Steinbach. What are you talking about? But these things, you put them on the thing, have step by itself, it's got a little hole on the bottom, a little square thing, you can say it all go on the bottom. Remember, what's the chat? They all want to be chaluk in Maisa in Panovich, I heard one time, they were all mamish makbid, they used to go to the stores to make sure that the little glass things could go in it. Other than it's gemaras and menachas that are for kefir of Moshe Steinbach, no, they're not saying anything about it, although they have to know where it comes from. We have to know where it comes from. Now, in Halacha, there's no psak in Halacha that you have to be a kli, and the mainland, that's why all you're asking, they have to be battles. beer bottles. There's no issa. There's no issa. Disposable. Yes, I mean disposable are not good.
It spans on itself.
If it's disposable, it's not good in the kli. Right. All right. Then to this case, maybe that's the yesh omen. That's right. I'm just explaining why a lot of posts can hold. That's why we don't have one in terms of the chum. I feel if we all like had rockets and nails. Now. We'll move on to the next halacha, Rabbi said. A little bit of, this is Gishmak and
Zach. So how do we do it, that we say one of the Rabbi
said? Oh, we're going to get to all the halachas. We get Be'ez HaShem, Rabbi said, Be'ez HaShem.
I mean, Amor is...
Okay, Rabbi said, we'll do this one afterwards. Okay. Now, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, Rabbi said, the Rambam says that Hadlokis Nechanukah is so chashuv. Ad Mo'oid, I think, is the Lashon HaRambam. Now, we don't find that by many mitzvahs. And we don't find as our mitzvah, Rabbi Stetela, that you are mechuyam to sell your clothes to go by Menuhu. This command, no, 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 no. No, the mitzvah, right, there's one other one. That's the only other one. What's that? Dalek Kosos. Why? What's the pshat? So we're just done with Suma Nisa. The Suma Nisa is so stark that we have to repay the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the Gabalik Nisin that he did for us. And the main, that's why it's such a heavy, heavy mitzvah that everyone has to recay in the best, 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 best way. Now let me get back to it. What's that?
Who said that that Lady Hachim Norris is not good?
Who? Electric menorah. Yeah. We're going to get to I'll explain it. Okay. Let me get to it. Rabbi said, "Gemara Shabbos Tav Aleph." The Gemara over there tells us a mamish shtake machlokes, right? Shtake machlokes. One is ner ish ubeisai. That's what the Gemara. Ner ish ubeisai. What does this mean? So here, the mind of the Gemara says this way: if you want to be yotze the mitzvah, like one candle, every single one. If you want to be yotze mahadrin, then every single person lights one. If you want to be yotze mahadrin, read a mahadrin! So then you have every single person lighting an extra one each night. Now the mice of the Zabal Chorikes, Beishamai, Matis, Beishamai, Beitzelel, right?
Yeah.
Beishamai say, what do we do?
We start at 8.
Ah, oh, very good. 8, go all the way down. And by saying it, it's not 12, so one, go all the way up. I'll tell you a pshat I heard once, a beautiful pshat. Listen to this pshat. If you look in Kedushin, it's right in Kedushin, by the way, the Hilchos, the halachos of the Ksuba. Beishamai says, when you look at something, we look at something, listen, Master, you like this,
yeah,
at the potential. What can it become? Right? A Ksuba, for example, is like it's already Goyvedomi. Why? Because this Ksuba can make me money. So I look at it now as if it's collected. Mash'engi Beishamai says, no! If I have a Ksuba, it's a piece of paper. It doesn't do anything. It can theoretically one day, very nice. Over right now, can't do anything. But boy said, the Shama looking at this. When you start, I'll give an example of Des always says, what's the best day of a vacation? You know what the best is? The day before you go. You know why? Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, it's going to be great, it's going to be great. Oh, and then you get there, and you're like, oh, well, didn't really work out, didn't happen so much, and you go, woo, down the way. Shabbat saying, no, thing! You start on Hanukkah. Hanukkah, you know what Hanukkah is? How can you sleep on the Hanukkah? The Kedusha is in there! The Torah that you can grab! Remember, 8 days, 8, 7, 6, 5. But Shabbat says, no, wagga. You have one day of Hanukkah. I'm open by day number one. You like day number one? Perfect. That's what you do the Beisero. Now, that's what we're asking about it. Now, the Rambam Chayekes Tosfos in the Rambam, this is your dua, that the Sfadim hold that Shitas Tosfos, that about the one person in the cat in the household likes and he jokes to everybody. We paskin like the Rambam, and about the we paskin that every single person has a mitzvah to light. Now, about the both men and both women on Mechuyav to light, this is like a poshut, but everyone knows, the book of Chassam Sofer says, Sneos! In those days, always are outside. We don't go to the woman's allowed outside. This is not Sneos! I mean, it looks like I'm sober. That's the reason why it became. What's that?
Post.
This is one of the reasons why it became the mimic for women not to be lighting. Now, I feel like that's about it. Yeah, about it. But.
Why can't they light?
They can. The mimic became Nishtazoi.
Why?
Because it's called it. Because it's Sneos.
Wait, I don't know why it's not Sneos.
For women to go outside. In the courtyard, in those days, where everyone gathered together.
In Israel, they're right outside. So it's not.
Oh, but what's the chitza? Exactly.
And then you're not Yosef because no one can see the candles. Let me go later. Let's go later.
So make a 20 foot
door. Let me get back to that, boy. Now there's a minhag for women not to do avoida, not to do melacha during this man of Adlach as an Eilis. Big silent the place came up, what does that mean? Women. Only women. Men are allowed to learn. No problem, my boys. No kissa. You're learning. During when I've never done ever. All the both. No. Asa to do melacha. It's a matter. It's a matter of my boys. It's a matter of
my boys. All the colors
have
often
now. Have often now. That this whole halacha of the women not doing halacha b'shas halacha zaneiros is not so negayah. Because b'zmanei hem, there are not many lights like we have. There are a couple of candles here and there. B'meila, if the Hanukkah licht was on, and the women had to start sewing, so what would they use? They use the light of the menorah. Yeah. We know it, as a goal, to use the light of the menorah. If that's the case, b'zmaneinu, when we have the light, there's no problem. Why is there no problem? Because we're going to have to use it.
Because
we're
going to have to use it. Because we're going to make a difference if it changes.
And I'll let me see what's going to do. Ulai Evshu, maybe, could be, sometimes, it can be makled. Matthew says no,
Rabbi. No, it was not make those. You're not allowed to work. Not allowed to work.
Oh, say that. Okay, Rabbi. Let's continue. How much should a person spend on his menorah?
Where does that get it from? Or is it up himself?
He's the type of guy like that.
Okay. He's speaking. Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi. Okay, Rabbi. How much should you spend on the mitzvah? Now, we know the Gemara in Baba Kama, right, says that you're only supposed to spend on a mitzvah shlish. Not more than a shlish, right? Here the mitzvah had shlish. And it's a shita mufubetas b'shem the mitzvah. But Ramaisa, now we know, Shabbos Kodesh. What's the loch of Shabbos Kodesh? I want to go out and buy a pack of bisli, right? Now the Gemara tells us, why are people rich in Chutz Laretz? Right? Gemara, Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches. Why are people rich in Chutz Laretz? Because they're Mechabit Shabbos. But what does it mean Mechabit Shabbos? That means Erev Shabbos, I'm going to go to my kollel, I'm going to buy an ice cream. Or I'm going to buy a pack of bisli. Now Rabbi said, I have no money, what should I do? I've got no money, what should I do? You know what I do? I tell you what I do. I borrow the money, and I'm guaranteed to the Gemara and Beitza to get the money back. It's free, right? And then you buy it for Shabbos, it's free. Very good. Comes along the mitzvah. It's also by Hanukkah. And as I pass along my children, that people think by Hanukkah, oh, the wine is so expensive, and I'm going to buy the cheapest of the cheapest of the cheapest I'll find, and I'll be here to the mitzvah, don't worry. And then he wants to get, I'll be showing him that you get the money back. It's 100% free. It's 100% free. Again, reverse this Rishonim according over here. Allah HaShulchan is not a Rishon, but it's for a Rishon. And he says it's Huadin by Chanukah. Not only by Shabbat, not only by Yom, not only by Rish Chodesh, also by Chanukah, also by other mitzvahs also. Let me get it later.
Powerful stuff.
Now the Mishnah Berurah says, Klaw, that a person is supposed to be matriach himself and get a nice menorah. If you look in the Behetiv, Behetiv says silver is the best. Now again, I'm not telling all you people over here to go buy a silver menorah, but if you have a choice, for example, between two little menorahs, right, disposable, let's say, one of them is 10 shekel, one of them is 15, let's say, and the 15 one's a little bit nicer, it's kedai, unless you're in a serious matzav, it's about a kedai for a person to buy a little bit nicer one, matriach, as opposed to Mishnah Berurah for the mitzvah, by saying. Now, Lom again, Vaita. We have to finish because it's a shmooze. I want to finish Rabbi Yisrael with one inyan. And that goes as follows.
It's a shmooze,
no, there's a shmooze because it's a shmooze in Momish in 2 minutes. We have to finish like this.
What?
Yeah, yeah. No, you have one kasha and I'm going to leave the oilam. One kasha, Rabbi Yisrael. If you go out to the street, ask the oilam. What was Hanukkah? Go to the taxi driver. I said to the taxi driver, what was Hanukkah? Who's going to tell you? Oh, the mitzvah, the oil, they found it, the kids come up from Cheder with this type of oil and that thing, the kagoda with the seal, the whole Purim spiel. I don't understand. Rabbi Sai, what was the ikazah? Look at Alan Nissim. First stated Alan Nissim, stating this one thing, come on, about the oil. Every little word over there says, too much money. Yeah. Although the Edson, it's the wall. I don't understand. Everything we do is clape. The oil, nace, right? We light the candles, all the chumus, all the candles. Why do we think about the war? Where is this memory of the war that was the ick of Hanukkah? But yet, the memory. What?
Bill Stanis, he said it doesn't mention either.
Again?
Doesn't mention
Bar Shalom. Oh, beautiful, even more Mariah. Where is it? You ask a Stam guy, they'll tell you, ask Yeshiva Baba. They'll go and tell you what it is. Except then, it's best time. Oh, we asked Yeshiva Baba, they would have been. It was the oil. So why don't we find anything about the oil? What is the. Very nice. So we don't mention the oil. What is the pshat? But I want to tell you the most amazing pshat. I'll tell you the most amazing pshat. We have to finish like this. Listen to this. The Ikka of Hanukkah was the Heiliger War. This is our battle. Of Zul Chaim Shmuel, a tremendous insight. Remember this for the rest of your life.
Why would I do that?
He says, if you see somebody, right?
Don't lie.
It's not funny. Zul Chaim Shmuel, when you see a baby and a woman tending to the baby, how do you know it's the mother? Or maybe it's the helper. How do you know?
She looks at the child a lot.
I don't know if this is a good right. Zul Chaim Shmulevitz.
She's there, is that the mother?
No, come on. See, something's gone over here. Look there. Zul Chaim Shmulevitz, Shaboy Sai. When a mother gives the bar, puts the baby down, Shkoyach Shalom Al Yisrael. Or a mother gives the baby the bar, takes the baby out, gives the baby a kiss, and then puts the baby down. Zul Chaim Shmulevitz, that's how you know that's the mother. Now, Rabbi Sai. It was the same thing over here by Hanukkah. There was a Muhammad, a tremendous Muhammad. And we knew that Abad and Abad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to save us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to save us. It was the end of the Yidden, right? It was the end of the Yidden. And we know this new end of the Yidden. So we made HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to save us. We knew that. Oh, but how do we know that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's saving us? When we get that little kiss at the end of the day. What was the kiss? The parshemen that came afterwards. It was something that was done with such a kishmat, such a... I want to tell you one more maisa. I know this person that the maisa happened to. Rabbi said, listen to this maisa. You remember this from last time. Oh, I said this beautiful maisa. This is, I know the person that happened to. Purple Sorotskin. I can tell you his phone number if you want. His daughter was tremendously ill. His daughter was tremendously ill, and he had to go to Bnei Brak to get a big operation for his daughter. Mom had never gone in, she was nifter afterwards. But the mice, she was tremendously ill, and he had to go to Bnei Brak. And as he was going to go find out in the bus, someone said to him, listen, do you need a ride? Where are you going? He said, I'm going to Bnei Brak. He said, oh, Gavaldik, I'm also going there. So he got the ride straight to the mom, straight to the hospital. And then the mice, what's up?
Two different reasons, one.
And then afterwards when he's coming back, he met the guy in the hospital, and the guy in the hospital said, where are you going? Yishalayim. Pshi, I'm also going to Yishalayim. And he goes straight back to his house. And he said afterwards, this is a man of Mamash, of Dafi Yomi Magid Shir, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Gzeira. And Gzeira is Gzeira. There's no way of getting out. His daughter was Nifta. Oh, but you know what? It was with a kiss. It was with that love from the Bnei Shalom. And Nachanami, it had to happen to me. Yes. It's not my husband. Oh, but when it happens with a love, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu does it with a gishmak at the same time, so you feel good, that's when it comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how we know the nature of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thank goodness, tomorrow for more.